Miriam Makeba was a Grammy Award-winning South African singer, and in the 1960s, Makeba was the first prominent artist from the African continent to popularize African music around the world, and she's remembered as the mother of what we term today as world music. Affectionately called Mama Africa, Makeba is known for songs like Pata Pata and the song Umbumbe, meaning lion, composed by Solomon Linda in 1939 and later covered by a number of vocal groups in the U.S. Umbumbe is also a form of South African music blended with Anglican hymnody, ragtime, and American jazz, which gave Umbumbe a distinctive vocal harmonic style. Miriam Makeba, born in a township suburb of Johannesburg, was given the middle name Zenzi, meaning you have no one to blame but yourself, a traditional name intended to provide the bearer with support through life's difficulties. As it turned out, Makeba's personal life, an epic tragedy, was one of injustice, domestic upheaval, exile, and torment. And yet, Makeba's love of music propelled her from township singing groups to the global stage. Celebrated as a consummate performer with a dynamic vocal range, having recorded with Harry Belafonte, Paul Simon, and her former husband, Hugh Masekela. Makeba crusaded against the oppressive South African system of apartheid. The South African government responded by revoking her passport in 1960, and in 1963 nullified her citizenship and retracted her right to return home. Decades later, as the apartheid system crumbled, she finally returned home for the first time in 1990. To much of the world, Miriam Makeba, because of her long and respected career, had reached a level of statesmanship reserved for true legends of music and of change. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.